Well, good evening, everyone, and
Radio.
Welcome. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Angel Ant. This is one of your angels, DC Love. I'm waiting for my twisted sister Eileen to fly in. She may be coming in soon, but in the meantime, we're going to enjoy the hijinks, the laughter, the shenanigans, along with some divine messages. We always have some playful fun, so sit back and just relax and join the fun. I'd like to start off by reading a little prayer that's entitled Breaking Through Illusions That Keep You Small. It was written by Julie Geigel. Archangel Metatron, I call on you now to help me align with my inner truth. Help me to call in the angels and follow my divine guidance. I cast out all negative thoughts and break through the illusions created by my ego to keep me small. I step into this knowingness and allow the magnificence that I flow into and through my veins, replacing all illusions and negative thought projections with the purity and love for my soul. As I align with God's will in my life, I am shown the way, and where there is no way, miracles unfold, and the path is revealed. Illusions that served me once are now disintegrating and fading away from my sight. My essence is as pure and sacred as a newborn child. And as I tap into this truth, there is nothing that I cannot be, do, or have. Only love exists now. Only love. Thank you, Archangel Metatron, for helping me to remember who I am and why I came here. By the grace of God, it is so. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And with that being said, we're going to take our first caller. And I believe our first caller is Julia. Hi, Julia. This is DC.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, thank you for calling in. And can I ask, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
From Florida. Oh, my goodness. How is the weather, may I ask?
Oh, pretty nice. Warm days is pretty much the norm. We
haven't gotten into
the rainy season. So.
Oh, goodness. You know what? I could use a little bit of sunshine, Julia. I'm here in Pennsylvania, and it is cold, and it's damp,
Ooh.
And it's been rainy. So I love a little bit of your sunshine.
We've had
a little bit of rough weather. Yeah, it's been in the 40s when we get up and stuff. So it's
Ooh.
Really been a little crazy, you know. But what exactly are you calling in tonight about, Julia?
Well, actually, I would like to relocate. Still staying here in the state. I live kind of in the middle in Central Florida area, and
okay.
I'm wanting to move like closer to the water, like on the Gulf of Mexico side, on the western
okay.
part of the state. But
okay.
I'm just kind of, you know, feeling like how is it all going to come together, and when is it all going to come together? Because you know, it would mean finding that. Employment and a place to live and, you know, the whole shebang. So,
okay. You know what? It can happen. Number one, it can happen. And the angels are asking that you use your imagination and as well you put your thoughts into action, okay? And whatever's going on now, please don't let it interfere with your dreams. Okay? This is a challenge, Julia, that the angels are saying that you can easily overcome as long as you stay determined, okay? And the
okay.
angels are also reminding you that you create your own reality. Okay? So whatever you want, you like in that respect, you can have. And I'm getting a yes to that. Okay? I'm also getting there's going to be, like, new opportunities as you relocate. And, Julia, what I'm getting is Archangel Raziel is coming in right now. And he's saying that you can manifest the life you want and what you need is going to magically appear. You're going to have successful beginnings, and you're going to have, like, all the resources that are needed, even if you can't see it presently at this time. And they're
good to know.
This angel, he's saying, Julia, that you may be even underestimating your knowledge and your skill, okay?
Okay.
So what I'm getting is, Julia, you're prepared for this moment in your life, okay? The road ahead is going to be safe, and you have Archangel Raziel. He's accompanying you right now on this journey, and he's going to help with additional assistance, and that could come in the form of guidance, as well as support of people. You might even be coming into like a windfall of money, okay?
Ooh,
so
that
everything
would be nice.
That you're needing is,
who doesn't want that, right?
I'm getting it's gonna magically appear, okay? So Julia, please be confident, okay? And the angels are gonna give you little nudges, and that's gonna help you to take action. And Archangel Raziel, like I said, the angel that's with you now, he's saying, Julia, you've got to go forward with those plans. And you've got to go like forward in a way that displays to others, hey, I'm confident, and I'm not going to doubt my success because I know it's coming, okay? So there's creative solutions. And like I said, you take focused actions, and you're going to have the ability to manifest whatever it is that you're wanting. I don't know if you know anything about Archangel Raziel, but he's a really magical archangel, and he can guide us in conjuring up the life that we've been dreaming of. They call him the wizard, okay? So, Julia, he's with you, and he's going to help you to see how wondrous and amazing your life is going to be and the opportunities that present themselves.
Beautiful.
So he's asking
Yay.
You presently, Julia, what is it that you're trying to make come true right now? And he's going to provide assistance and resources. He'll help to get the resources that you need. And he's really going to give you any kind of help that he can to facilitate what you're trying to create. Okay, does that make sense?
That sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Yay, okay.
That sounds wonderful.
In the meantime, it does sound wonderful, but you know what? In the meantime, I'm getting that you've got to nurture yourself a little bit.
Yes.
Just take care of Julia, okay? So I'm getting like, you take care of people around you, but make sure that you take care of yourself as well. And the angels are saying, Julia, this is not, you know, a suggestion. This is a divine directive, okay? Because if you want to do the things that, you know, that you have your dreams and everything to move forward, you've really got to take care of Julia first. You've got to have a little bit more balance is what I'm being shown, Julia.
Yeah.
And then I'm showing, you know, once you get there and everything falls into place, I see a lot of celebrations coming your way.
Oh, nice.
So it sounds really exciting. Just embrace this time in your life. And there's going to be a lot of people there who really love and support you. Take this time, experience the joy and the peace, and enjoy the uplifting community of friends and family. And I'm also getting, you know, you might be getting announcements in regard to weddings or birth announcements. And there's going to be prosperity as well. So, Julia, it sounds like a really exciting time.
Oh, nice. Nice. Very nice. Very cool.
Will you do us the favor of calling us back and letting us know how everything is going?
All righty. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Just,
and hopefully you'll
and
get some nice warm sunshine your way here soon. So.
Oh, thank you. But everything that you're wanting, you're going to hear some news soon is what I'm getting. And it's going to bring you a lot of happiness. And remember, Julia, you're in charge of your life. So I'm getting, like, big wishes are going to be fulfilled. And this is a time to look at life with a new and bright outlook. God bless you, Julia, and thank you for calling us.
Oh,
please
bless.
Call us again.
Thank you so much.
God bless us.
Woohoo!
Hello, hello. This is my twisted sister,
hello.
Is it not?
It is a twisted
hello.
Sister. I made it.
How are you?
Oh, I had a great day today. You know, we had at work, we had, you know, a lot of glitches, but for some reason, it came out all sunshine and roses by the end of the day. It ended up being a great energy, fantastic day, even for Drinko de Mayo. Or my yoga.
Oh, my goodness.
Drinko de Drinko.
You know, you can have the Drinko de Mayo as soon as our show is over, and it's going to be wonderful.
Oh,
but
yeah,
I'm going to bring on another caller, Eileen, and
all
we have
right.
D is calling. So we're going to pick up D. Hold on, please.
Okay, great.
Hi, Dee. Are you with us? 336?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh,
D?
Maybe she stepped away.
Hello? Okay, I'm going to put her back on hold for a second. That's okay. She may have. I'm going to pick up another caller, Eileen. Hi, 917. You're live with Angel Antics. Could we have your name, please?
Yes, you can. My name is Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. Are you on speaker? Because it's sort of like in and out.
I'm here.
Okay, now
lovely.
I hear you better. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, so we have Samantha with us. And Samantha, do you have an area of interest that you're calling in about?
Yeah, I'm going to be starting a full-time job.
Okay.
And I'm wondering how that's going to be. I'm a little bit nervous.
Okay. All righty. Well, you know what? Sit back and relax. Never be nervous. Okay? Because nervousness doesn't really help. Unless, you know, do you know that nervousness and excitement are almost like the same kind of feeling? So turn that nervousness into a little bit of a... Okay? And I'm going to turn you over to my twisted sister. Her arms are really tired now from flying in, but we have Eileen with us.
And yes, I have been flying all day. It's been a great day. And, you know, don't be worried about the new job. Just have patience with yourself. And know that when we make mistakes, which we all do, that those are just things that we go through to learn. So when you step into this new position, please do not worry. You will make some mistakes. Even the most seasoned person makes mistakes, I promise you. And so when I'm being told, I've got Archangel Haniel whispering in my ear, telling you, just have patience with yourself. Walk through your steps, careful consideration before you take each step, before acting. You know, when you send an email to a client, read it twice or three times before you hit that send button. Just those small little things will change how you are perceived. And just know that you can always send an additional reply email, you know, stating, oh, I was mistaken. Oh, I'm in a learning curve. People know that everybody has to start. So know that that's accepted for you because it's actually an illusion that you're not, you know, that maybe you might, your worry is an illusion. I'm being told you don't need to worry. You have all the tools and equipment and knowledge and experience to move into this position, even if it's a job you've never done before. You've brought yourself through your life to this point, and they would not have hired you if they didn't feel that you could do the job. So don't lack any self-confidence. And I know that's what you're feeling right now, is a little lack of self-confidence. Excuse me. And like I said, you don't need to. You really are prepared. You have the skills, and your skilled work, I promise you, is going to be greatly rewarded. You're going to have, you know, learning all there is about the topic is going to be really important, even if it means taking a little bit of class. And so... a suggestion. There's loads of classes on the computer for different things. If you feel that you're going to be working with, you know, either Google Docs or Google Sheets or Microsoft or Word, Excel spreadsheets, and you're not as brushed up as you should be, jump in and take one of those tutorials on the computer. Take a class, a little session. You know, they're 30 to 45 minutes, an hour at the most. But you'd be amazed at when you walk in that new job, you're going to go, wow, I'm really glad I did those couple of tutorials online, because now I look amazing instead of hunting for the right button or the right, you know, the right drop down or whatever it may be. I will say that you know, that's what they're telling me is, you know, go, you know, since go back to school, but it really isn't. It's about taking a little tutorial. so that you're really well-versed. And like I said, don't be afraid to take action. You need to just follow your heart, listen to your own intuition. You know, before you go to work, take a little bit of quiet time and reflectivity, you know, a little meditation time to really focus and center yourself. Even if it's sitting in the car, go early, sit in the car for 10 minutes, close your eyes, and breathe. Breathe in steadily for 4 to 6 seconds. Hold for 4 seconds. Breathe out for 6 seconds. Do that a few minutes before you walk in that door. Watching yourself go through the process of what you think the job may look like and doing an excellent job. And I promise you that will carry you through. But know that you have the freedom to really open up, follow your heart, and make things happen for yourself. And I really do feel you're going to do a great job at this new position. So no worries. That's what I have for you today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was beautiful.
Good luck. That's what your angels want you to know.
Yes, and I also have a little bit more for you, Samantha. I'm not actually seeing that, you know, that this is the time for you for new beginnings. We have Archangel Jeremiah coming in. And he's saying, you know, Samantha, it is a time for you to start a new life. You're going to find your purpose, and you're going to, you know, just look over your past. But this is a time to just, like, look over everything that you've done, and then you're going to have the ability to make, you know, the changes needed, and it's going to take you in a different direction. And you don't have to go alone. We always have angels that help us, and as I said, we have Archangel Jeremiah that is with you. And he wants you to just, you know, think about this, and as you do, think about it with joy and confidence, okay? So everything is going to be, you know, it's going to be beautiful. You're answering a call. You're starting a new life. I'm getting the words unlimited opportunity. This is perfect timing. And Archangel Jeremiah, like I said, he's the angel that is with us right now. And he's going to help you to, like, look over everything that you've done in the past to help you to go into the future and bring some really important insight. As well, he's going to help you to make detailed steps on, you know, what do I do next? So you don't have to do it alone. Like I said, he's with you. And I'm getting think unlimited. Allow your thoughts, you know, to flow unrestricted, okay? And it's going to help you to, you know, to transition more easily is what I'm getting. And you're ready for this. I don't know if, you, like, you really realize it, but you've come to, like, an end of a cycle. And Samantha, it's time for you to create something beautiful and something new, okay?
Okay.
So it could be a little scary at times. I said it could be a little bit challenging and a little bit scary, but I'm getting that, you know, you're supposed to go forward with this, and as you do, you are going to develop a new perspective on things, and you may even have a revelation. But it's going to help you to be wiser and stronger, more composed. And, you know, as you meet challenges along the way, just know that these challenges are helping you to grow, okay? And not only are you growing, like, in the physical world, Samantha, you're growing spiritually, and you're going to be enlightened, okay? But I'm hearing, like, positive changes coming, even if there's a little bit of anxiety throughout the whole process.
Yeah.
Okay? So I see a lot of strength in your way. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's this other job that came to me yesterday, and I just want to go on the interview. I don't have to take the job, but I just want to see what it's like. Do you think that's a bad idea?
No, I think it's a great idea. Just do that, you know, and just make sure before you go and do it, Eileen said she gave you great advice, and make sure you watch your emotions and your feelings. You got to keep them in check, okay?
Yeah, okay.
It's not a bad thing. It's actually a good thing. But you're going to get the right job, and your dreams are going to come true, okay? So dream your dreams and just, you know, success and happiness that the future is bringing for you. It's becoming your reality, okay? And Samantha, will you please give us a call back and let us know how everything is going?
Okay, thank you. I will.
Good luck, hon. And like I said, please call us back. Thank you for calling Angel Antics.
Thank you.
Bye. Angel blessings.
Okay. Are you ready for another call, Eileen?
I am.
We're going to try. Okay, we're going to see if we can pick up D now.
All right.
Hello, 336. D, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you. We tried to pick you up before. You must have stepped away from the phone, so we're glad that you're back.
Yes.
She is one of our first callers, Eileen, so she must have something really important on her mind.
Yay. Well, what's your question? We'll see what the angels want to tell you.
Okay. Well, I don't really have a specific. I've just been praying for some things, you know, changes and new beginnings.
Okay.
And so, and, you know, whatever the angels have to relate to me, I'll receive it.
All right.
Awesome.
I love that. To me, that's the best, because by being open, it allows them to tell you what they want you to know, rather than asking a question and having it be all about our humanness. The angels are going to more or less tell you what they want you to know just for today. They don't do a lot of long-term consulting, but they do a very recent. And right now, to tell you the truth, they're actually got some big things in mind for you. But the first thing that I have to tell you before we go into that is that not to give up. That's just what they're saying, is don't give up. Have courage, because it's about believing in yourself and knowing that you are enough and that you can absolutely do anything and everything. You have all the tools and all the needs, but you do have to believe in yourself and have the strength in yourself to know that you really are enough and that you can do anything. With that said, I've got Angel Gabriel with us, and she wants you to know that it is actually time to give birth to some of your dreams. You need to nurture those thoughts that you've had and create those places where you feel you really belong in doing the work that you choose to do, or just, you know, being with the type of people that you choose. But this is really about giving birth to those bigger dreams, those ideals that you've had in your life. It's time for you to step back, really review and evaluate those, what those are, and make that favorable assessment of all the facts. And then it is time to move in that direction. I've got I've got Archangel Jeremiah and Archangel Gabriel telling me that it is time for you. It's time for you to assess yourself and really, you know, like I said, move in that new direction and nurture yourself by doing so, by giving birth to your dreams. That is the hugest part. This is really some big messages here for you, moreover than some I've had lately. Also, you know, make sure that you watch yourself, though, because I guess there's been some people that you've been around, and it could be a male person that has actually been kind of stealing your energy from you. And it is time for you to not necessarily steal it back, because it's always been yours, but it's time to protect it and not allow them to take from you anymore. Standing your ground and knowing that you are in your own power, that is actually going to bring you great power of joy. And elation to know that it is all about you, and you have all the tools and power within yourself to create all the joy that you need. By really giving birth to your dreams and shielding yourself from any harsh energy or any negative energy, and really creating that new direction is going to give you your life's purpose. And it's going to support every joy and every passion that you have been desiring. You are going to now feel those. Life is not always about what happens or about this or that. What everything wires down to the bottom, very most bottom line is, it is about how we feel. So as you nurture your dreams and move forward into that direction of where you want to be, you look for how it feels as you make each step. See how it feels. And if it is bringing you passion and joy, that is what you are looking for in your feelings right now. That is what Gabriel and Jeremiah, the archangels, are telling me, is they want you to assess things not on your human vision and thoughts, but they want you to go into your heart space and they want you to know how it feels.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Because that's a pure message.
Yes,
that's giving.
A lot of sense. Yes.
Yeah, and feel the power of joy, and as you do that, you will know you are purely on your life purpose. And you will be at your highest vibration, and you will have all the power of joy in your life that will help you continue on that life purpose path that they're asking you to be sent on right now. And that's the message I have for you tonight.
Wow, thanks so much.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
And this is DC, and I have a little bit more for you as well. My dog,
okay.
Ginger, transitioned last July, and she comes in and she gives messages when she feels like it. And she's coming in now, and she's saying, Dee, there's so much noise around you. Oh, my goodness. She wants you to just, you know, kick back and just, you know, do you make time to just, like, turn off the TV, turn off the radio, just silence yourself from, like, all the noises, you know, the outside world,
right.
And just maybe, like, you know, just sit there and just listen to yourself breathe. You know, hear your heartbeat, you know, get in touch with, you know, the breathing and everything. Or maybe take like a nice, like, sea salt bath or something like that. Anything that makes a more relaxing atmosphere. Because when we get into that silent state, that's when we could really get in touch with our guidance, okay? So she's saying that she feels like that would be a good thing for starters, is getting in touch with your guidance, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So do you make time to do that, to meditate or just take a walk in nature or something like that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that it would be very good if you have the time. But I'm getting, be open to maybe like entrepreneurial possibilities. There's something new coming your way. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So keep all the doors open there because I'm getting something new.
Okay.
And I'm getting really focus on like discovering what it is that you love, because when we do, you know, like something that we love, the money always follows. Okay?
Right.
And affirm that you succeed at everything that you plan to. And with that said, I have Archangel Jeremiah coming in, and he's showing me new beginnings. And you're taking like sort of like this new direction. You're at a stop sign, and you're not going to go, you know, you're sick of going straight. You're at the stop sign. You're taking a big left there. And when you do, you're going down the path to excitement and success and new opportunities. But it's going to happen really suddenly. So don't get worried, because when people hear, oh, my gosh, suddenly, you've got to trust that the universe wants you to be happy. There may be some unexpected events that happen, but when they do, you're going to be more joyful and you're going to be more fulfilled, okay? And if you need a little bit more direction, ask Archangel Jeremiah, and he's going to give you the understanding of where you're going to be going, but it is a fresh new start, and you're going to, you know, you're going to go forward into a brand new day with a lot of optimism. And do you have the ability to adapt to really anything that comes your way? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting from Archangel Jophiel that you've got to let go of whatever it is that's holding you back. There's a need for you to detox. It could be detoxifying your thoughts. And there's some unnecessary worry that you have. And you don't have to have that worry. You should have a lot more self-confidence because you can do this.
Okay.
Okay, so Archangel Jophiel is saying that release anything that's making you feel helpless or filled with fear, because it's sort of creating like a sense of entrapment. And the good news is that, you know, you're the one that, you know, self-created this, so you can uncreate it as easily. You can free yourself with the help of angels and God, and just know that negative thinking is going to keep you from moving in the right direction. So ask the angels to come in, and they're going to keep, you know, you flowing with your thoughts, and they're going to keep you walking in that positive direction, okay? And they're putting on a pair of spiritual wings, Dee, to help you to carry you away to the life of your dreams. You two have wings as well, okay? Mm-hmm. So please let go of any worry that you're holding on to, okay? And I'm getting, you know, whatever you've done up to this point in your life, I'm getting congratulations that you've been doing a wonderful job. And the next step on your path is going to be exciting. And everything that you've done, like I said, your hard work is going to pay off, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just make choices that benefit you personally, okay? And, Dee, I'm getting, you know, you've got to get more in touch with your dreams, okay?
Right.
Whatever it is that you're, you know, that you're dreaming about, you've got to get in touch with those dreams.
Okay.
And the angels want you to be bold. They're saying be bold, Dee, and, you know, and just, you know, what is it that you really want, you've wanted to be doing, you know? And just put it out there to the universe, because they're saying you may be surprised, you know, that what you're wanting is actually coming your way. Okay?
Wow.
I'm getting, you know, I'm getting success, and I'm getting right now, you know, don't give up because you're almost there. And this is a great time for you, and you can figure out anything right now. Okay? I'm seeing like wheels right now, and they're sort of going like a little slow, but they're going to go faster. Mm-hmm. And things are going to happen, but they're going to happen not like in our time, unfortunately. They're going to happen during divine timing. So in the meantime, just relax, okay? Let everything, you know, let everything happen, okay? And I'm getting there may be a woman with dark hair or maybe dark eyes, and she's going to be really helpful in helping you in this role of finding some work, okay? Or she may be at a place that you do work at,
okay?
Okay. But I'm getting the angels are saying, Dee, why don't you bring... When you do start this new job, bring in like a couple little things from home that make you feel more comfortable, and that'll help you to be more productive. Okay.
Again, I didn't hear you, DC.
Okay. Could you please bring in maybe like a couple little things from home that make you feel, you know, it feels, you know, a couple little trinkets or whatever, a couple pictures, something like a little bit homey. It'll help you to relax more and to be more productive, is what the angels are saying.
Okay.
But they're saying, please, right now, push ahead. Okay, just wait because the timing will be, you know, be better for you. Okay, so in the meantime, they're saying, please, Dee, like, don't panic. Okay, and I'm getting, you know what, like, Eileen had talked about like different things. Make sure that you get your resume in order. All right. Because I'm getting like you're gonna, like I said, you're taking a different direction. It's gonna be positive, but it's going to be a career change. Okay, and. My dog Ginger is at the door. She's at your door, and she's with Joan Rivers, and they're saying their name is Opportunity. So when Opportunity knocks, you better be ready. And that's what I have for you. So I hope that helped.
It helped
a lot.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, you've got to give us a call back and let us know how everything is progressing for you, Dee,
I will.
Okay?
I'll follow you, and we're Facebook friends, so I definitely will keep you in keep in touch.
And you've got to call us back on air because the listeners want to hear from you as well. Okay?
Yes.
Thank you.
I will.
God bless.
Thank you.
If you chat with DC, and then I'll mess with the experience. And I want to experience what you've gone through too, and know that things are working well for you. So.
Okay.
So give us a call. All right, D?
I sure will.
All right.
God bless,
thank
hon.
You.
Good night.
And blessings to both of you. Blessings to you.
Thank you. We need them.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yes, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we've got another caller that's been holding for a little bit here.
All right.
Good evening. 310, you're live with Angel Antics. This is DC and Eileen. Could we have your name, please?
Hello. My name is Mindy.
Hello, Wendy. Hello, Wendy. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, well, thank you for calling in. Yeah.
Thank you. So,
do you have a specific area of interest, or would you just like to receive your angel messages?
I would love to receive my angel messages.
Awesome.
That's wonderful.
Okay, my twisted sister Eileen is going to take over.
Woohoo! My turn. Yay! I love sharing this time with my friend DC. She is awesome. We are sisters by soul and by choice, both. God brought us together, and we choose to stay together because we work well together. That was a beautiful reading you just gave, DC. What I have for you now, my dear, is that lately things have not been actually turning out like you had hoped. And part of it is you're not seeing the positive in the situations that are coming along. Just know that everything is in divine timing, and sometimes mm-hmm. that may be baby steps, and sometimes it may be leaps and bounds. So you need to look at whatever positivity there is in the switch situation and quit crying over spilled milk, because what's uh-huh. in the past is in the past, and it's holding you down, and you know, that's making, you know, you don't want to be too frivolous, because it, you end up with some hurt feelings, and those are bridges that are harder to mend than it is to just, you know, skip over the rocks and walk across the cobbles and get to the other side. There's no road that is always smooth. There's always cobbles and rocks and stones and boulders that get in our way. And so, you know, look at the positive in the situation, and whatever in the situation that is prevalent, Just let it go. Don't cry over the spilled milk. Just see the positive that did come out, and let what isn't, it's not serving you. That thing that's holding you back, that the, you know, the yin and the yang of this thing that's hasn't been turning out your way, is because there is always a yin and a yang, and what we have to do is we have to forget the bad things and just remember the good. You know, the hard part is sometimes that doing that holds us in relationships that we really are meant to get out of. But on the other hand, it allows oneself to live a freer, more joyful life by not hanging on to the negativity. So, you know, there's the yin and yang in that too. But you're really not trapped. Your only entrapment is your self-confidence. So be a little more confident and take the action that you need to when you need to, because it's just a good decision. And so just know that. You need to start journaling or writing, taking notes in some way. You know, you may have thoughts on what and why you're meant to do this. I'm just being shown that you're meant to write. And mm-hmm. so, you know, whether you have something like a book in mind, or whether you've always said you were going to journal, or you were going to start keeping a dream journal. You know, I don't know what it is. I just know that you need to pick up that pen and you need to start making notes and writing things down, whatever that means to you. I'm not really clear on what it means. I just know that you're meant to write.
Okay.
Because it's going to actually, by writing, what it's going to do, it's going to help you detach from a lot of drama that you've been dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm also seeing when it moves back up to what we were talking about, it is also going to help you release that crying over the spilled milk. You're just going to mm-hmm. write it out, you're going to put it on paper, and you're going to get rid of it. And one of the things I have to tell you that I do when I do that, when I'm trying to release something from me, I'll write it down and put it on paper so I've given it up. And then on the, I also do this with desires and wishes that I want to create or manifest. I write mm-hmm. those down on a piece of paper. I do that. I write those down at when there's no moon. And then when there's a full moon, I release it and I send it to the divine with prayers. And so that's how I do it. This is really going to help you detach from drama. And once you've done that, then you'll really actually be much more at peace. You'll be connected with your heart. I actually see St. Francis. I think most everyone knows who St. Francis of Assisi is. He was the patron saint of animals. And how mm-hmm. he was always at so much peace with the animals. As you go through this process of what you're being told today, that is the type of peace you will find. And that's the message I have for you today.
I love it. I thank you. It really resonates.
Wonderful.
And Wendy,
Angel blessing.
Thank you.
I have a little bit of a message as well. I'm getting, you have to laugh a little bit more and just, you know, let yourself feel the joy, get a little crazy, maybe a little goofy. Okay? My dog Ginger is saying, Wendy, smile. Have some fun. You know, when's the last time you did something totally crazy?
Right.
Okay, so just get into that inner child, have a little bit of fun. I'm getting like the word stumbling block. Like there's a major stumbling block presently in your life is what I'm being shown. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if it's, you know, like where you are in a job presently, but I'm getting you're sort of going like back and forth. I see back and forth, okay?
Correct.
And you really got to stay steady, what the angels are showing me, hon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's, you know, you're like a little bit easily shaken, so you've got to watch, you know? Have a little bit more
faith
is what I'm getting. And you have the ability to really listen to your, you know, your inner guidance, and you're going to be able to resolve any problems, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just stay focused. Don't get caught up in whatever's going on around you, okay?
Right.
So whatever that energy
is
in the situation, it's going to change, okay?
Wonderful.
So stay committed, stay on track, don't give up, and soon you're going to see change coming in. The other thing I want to say really fast, because we do have a couple other callers, have your vehicle checked. I'm getting have your vehicle checked, okay? I don't know what the issue is, but just please have it checked. Okay?
Okay. Will do.
I don't know. Have you had any health issues? Because I'm getting like Archangel Raphael in the background, and he's saying everything is going to be fine. Excuse me.
Yeah,
I have
a twin sister that has had health issues.
Okay, so maybe I'm picking up on her because if you're a twin, okay. So everything like in that respect is gonna, you know, get better.
Wonderful.
And just, you know, and I'm just tell her to keep affirming that her health is perfect. Tell her to keep saying that every day. My health is perfect. Okay.
Okay. My company is overseas, and I really want to move. I haven't been able to move yet. Maybe that's the change. Yeah.
Let's see. Yes, it is. Yep. And that is. It's going to be really exciting, okay?
Wonderful.
So just stay up, and I'm getting it's going to be beautiful. Please call us back, Wendy, and let us know how everything goes, okay?
Thank you
And thank
so much.
You for calling us, Steve.
Okay.
Thank you. Angel bless.
Thank
if you
could
remember watching, call back into the show and let us know that it all worked out. We'd love to hear that.
Will do. Okay.
Right.
And Wendy, you can call us from overseas as well because we Skype. Callers can Skype in. So you could always stay in touch with us, okay?
That'd
be great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye. Great evening. God
bless.
Bye-bye. Oh, that was beautiful, Eileen. Okay, we have another caller. Let me see here. Goodness, hold on. 740, you're live with Angel Antics.
Well, hi, ladies.
Oh,
hello. Can we have your name?
I didn't call. This is Sue. I just called.
Sue, that's what I thought. How are you?
Yeah, good. I just called to listen in because I couldn't get it on my computer, so.
Well, good.
Okay, well, great.
You
know what? If you called in, the angels must want to talk to you, you know?
But I don't want to hog anybody else's time, so.
Oh, no,
hey,
I'll share
it. Yeah, I couldn't get it on my computer, so I said, well, I'm going to call and listen over the phone.
Oh, we're
awesome.
So glad you did. It's a show so far. Let's give you a reading, General.
Well, sure, go for it.
All right, wonderful, wonderful. Let's see what we've got. Well, first of all, you've been really actually going over a few memories in your childhood, from your childhood and in the past, and just really doing a lot of reminiscing lately. And it seems like these thoughts are actually rushing you, almost as if there's just too much going on, like it's all speeding up. and it very well probably is. And the reason is that the energies around you have been speeding up. And so what you may want to do is try to get outside, get out in nature, out of the city, and away from electronics. Leave your cell phone in the car and, you know, stand amongst the trees. Take your shoes off, put your feet on the ground, and ground yourself.
Okay.
And raise your arms to the sky and wave them around and stretch and draw in the sunlight. So much of what I'm feeling is that that's what you so need to do.
Okay.
In a huge way. With that, you really have been the strength. You've been a strength for a lot of people, taking basically all the structure that's ever needed to be put in place. You've been doing all of that organizing and work for many for a long time. And so it actually becomes drama in its own sense.
Yes.
Because it's overwhelming. And part of what you can do, and I know you do work on it, but this is your message for today. So this is, you know, the angel's telling you this too. It's just coming out of my mouth. You need to really choose peace. And you need to just capture that. Every moment that you can, you know, I know we have busy lives, things go on, and people have
right.
been ill, people are no longer with us, and animals, and so on and so forth. But, you know, maybe just really choosing to have a yoga time every day. That's your time, and you're going to take 20 minutes, and you're going to do, you know, just a short yoga routine. It can be a gentle yoga. That's about all the yoga I do. I don't really go past what they call gentle yoga. I did do a meditative yoga, and pretty much we just laid on the ground, and it was good, but it was yoga.
I would like that.
Yes. Oh, it was wonderful. And in fact, actually, look around for places that have, yoga studios that have meditative yoga. And the particular studio I went to, because people need it so much, and so few people really are aware of it or know how, or need someone to help them work through the process. Find an area, you know, somewhere in your area, and see if that's a class that's possible. The one here is free. It is at 7:00 on Saturday morning, but it is a free class. You don't even. It's so. So relaxing, you don't even have to worry about paying for it.
Oh, wow.
That's really, yes. I mean, what a great gift to the community to offer classes for free. So, yeah, it's wonderful. So that's the message I have for you tonight, DC.
Yes, so my dog Ginger has been singing while I've been listening to you and Eileen converse, and she's been singing in my ear, so don't worry. Be happy. So she's saying, please, Sue, spend less time worrying. She's saying, don't you remember God is in charge? Don't you remember? She's saying, take a deep breath now and sing with me. So she wants you to sing later. Don't worry, be happy. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, I'm getting like healing around you, but you've got to see yourself truly as being healed. Okay?
Okay.
So that's what I'm getting. And as you know, like our physical body is just the vessel that houses our soul, okay?
Right.
So please, you know, believe in your heart, you know, that you are able to, you know, take on any kind of health matter, any kind of relationship, excuse me, anything. You can do it, Sue, okay?
Okay.
Because Ginger's, so she's saying you have trouble letting go.
Yeah.
And she's showing me, like, she has a pull toy, and I'm holding one in, and she's pulling. And she's saying, Sue has trouble letting go. You're a little bit resistant, maybe, to change or to moving on.
So she's saying you've got to watch with that. She's saying everything is, you know, perfect. And she's baking you this beautiful loaf of bread. And she's just sitting back relaxing. She's saying it's in the oven, Sue. Sit down, have a seat with me. Take a, you know, take a couple deep breaths, relax. The bread will be done soon. Okay?
Okay.
So that's what she's saying to you. Just and listen to your own inner guidance and your intuition. But I'm getting you really need to slow down a little bit, Sue. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm also getting, like Eileen said, like some meditation or something would be really beneficial.
Okay.
And the angels want you to affirm that you love and accept yourself completely in the moment, exactly as you are right now. Okay?
Okay.
And that would be my message as well. And thank you for calling us. We're so happy to hear your voice, Sue.
Thank you, ladies. I love listening to you and talking with you, too.
Thank you. And please call us.
I wasn't calling for a reading
tonight.
I just wanted to listen.
Well, it works out.
Oh, you must have needed a reading. You know what? Angels know when it's. Yep. But thank you. You have a blessed evening.
Thank you.
All right.
God bless.
Bye. Thanks.
I love you.
Bye.
Love you too.
That was really beautiful. I think we have two more callers, and we have like 8 minutes, so if we can do two quick readings.
All right.
Actually, three. We're going to give three people something really fast, okay?
Three? All right.
It's really fast. Hi, 603. You're live with Angel Antics.
Yeah, hi. Hi.
Hi, who are we
calling
with?
This is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Do you have a quick dinner? Can we just give you what the angels want you to know? What's that?
I do. I have a question. I want to talk to the DC as well. I just want to know what you see. I've been dating. There's a man named Tim who's very interested in me, who seems to be head over heels, but I'm not sure how I feel.
Well, I'll let DC address that because I actually have gotten more information about your career. So, DC, do you have anything?
Okay, yeah. Well, I'd love to know about my career as well, too. Okay.
Okay, Karen, we only have a couple minutes, so really fast. I see that you're on this journey. The angels are showing me a journey. You're looking for the ideal love partner, okay? And I do see someone coming in. They're mature. They're dependable. They're romantic. They're kind. And they're going to be very, very strong and protect you, but yet they're going to be gentle and they're going to be compassionate. Okay? It's going to be the perfect person.
Is he?
I don't see him yet, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to turn you over
to
Eileen so she can give you something really fast as well, okay?
Yeah, I want her to
We're trying to get in a couple more callers, so let's do this quick. I see an exciting new opportunity coming for you in the way of career advancement. And it's going to be kind of a life changer. It's going to create, more money, and it's going to take more time and effort on your part. But it's also going to bring you, more gifts of money, and it's going to be able to help you repay some debts and stuff that you've been needing, that you've been really wanting to pay off. And it's going to be really a new career opportunity, not necessarily a new job, but new career opportunity. And so, so don't worry about those things that, haven't lately been turning out as you've planned. See the positivity that can be created in the situation and move forward with that. And that's what
you see me doing well with it? Do you see me doing well with it?
You know what? I'm going to take a couple more callers instead. I can't continue to answer.
Thank you.
We're going to get the other two people something. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome.
God bless, hon.
Yeah, thank you, DC.
Okay. We have two more callers, I believe.
All right.
Hi, 703. So is this you again, hon?
Yep, you got me again. Go to the next one.
Okay, hold on. Sorry about that, love.
We can still take the callers. It just won't be recorded.
Okay. Okay, 212, you're live with DC and Eileen on Angel Antics. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, my name is Karen. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey,
all right.
I'm just going to give you a general reading because we've really got to move along quickly here. We've only got a few more minutes.
I heard you.
Yeah. I'm seeing that Archangel Gabriel is here, and he's telling you also to give birth to your dreams, that if you do, it's going to bring really new career opportunities for you and a really great inflow of abundance. A really promising business venture is going to come out of this. It's going to be some important documents and contracts, so make sure that you read them really, really well. Make sure that you give thanks, give your peace offering to the divine. Make sure that he knows you appreciate it. Make sure that you, you know, take care of your own energy and yourself by getting out in nature and enjoying life. And that's what I have for you.
Category for that? For the business or these opportunities?
What was the question?
Do you have a category? I'm lost. I kind of don't think I have any current dreams.
Well, you know what, what you said, and, you know, maybe it'll make a little bit more sense later sometimes when we think about it. But, Karen, I'm getting
right.
that you know, there's a wish that you have about finances, okay?
Yes.
And just
yes.
be careful because I'm getting it may fall short of your expectation, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I'm also getting that, you know, there's something very new on the horizon for you, and it's going to be something that you're going to enjoy. So you've got to pay attention right now. And I'm getting this, you know, this new beginning is actually going to give you some deeper spiritual significance, okay? And it's going to help you to have like a fresh new approach to see how to connect with your own inner guidance, okay? So one benefit of this new start is going to be the opportunity, really, to stay true to your own path and your guidance. And just release the need to try to bring others with you, okay? This is a path for you. Trust yourself, and if you're willing to do the work needed at this time, you're going to be so, so happy, okay? I'm seeing you're filled with inspiration. It's going to be positive. I'm getting creativity, finances, love. All of this is flowing your way. It's filled with, like, endless energy and opportunity. Okay, Karen, so I hope that helps you, hon.
Do you get a vision of what area this is in?
Well, I said, like, finances, and, I mean, it's all the areas. Everything that you've
just
been,
like
you know, wondering about. It's a new path for you, hon. Okay?
Just like you said that, you said, well, I don't have any dreams, but then DC asked you if you would hope for more money, and you said yes. Well, then that's a dream. That's always a dream of something you want. So it's
right.
The direction or area is within money. But like I told you, you have to put in the effort. You can't just stand there and put your hands out and expect something to fall into it. You have to put the wheel in motion to make things create. We are the creators of our life. We can't sit by and wait for things to happen. We must make them happen.
I understand that. That's it.
Yes.
I've been trying to find something that, you know, what is my next career path since my former stuff did not work. And that's the point. Nothing comes to me. So that's why I don't know the direction. That's the problem.
Right.
Karen,
I'm
seeing that money concerns are going to fade away when you focus on something else. Focus on what you love, hon, okay? And I see the angels putting money in your pockets. God bless you, hon.
Thank you.
God bless.
So
right.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Angel blessing.
We're down to 50 seconds. Here.
Do we have one last caller?
I'm looking here. Okay, I'm just trying to see. I'm not sure. I'm going to hit the thing here and I'm going to ask.
Okay.
Hi, 952. Have we spoken with you yet? This is DC and Eileen.
Yeah. Hi, DC. Hi, Eileen. This is Allie. And I want to know, what's in my future? What is the, important and next thing? I have to be careful of or I have to, take a decision kind of thing. Whatever you feel like, because I know that you don't have time, so, yeah.
Yeah, I don't have time for a full reading, so let's jump in and just give them what they got. Right now, you're in a situation kind of that you've been going through. You need to learn what you can from that. If you don't, you're going to end up making some really unwise choices. And so really focus on communicating with a vision. You need to become a leader
and be someone that is creative and not wait, but be create, like I said, the last caller, create your life. And in that, so take a sensible approach and deal with the challenges as they come along. If you don't, you rush into things too much, it could really, there'll be some misunderstandings with that lack of communication if you move too fast. So make sure you walk through the process and weigh all your decisions carefully. If you do, all these relationships that you're in when it comes to this challenge will work out thoroughly, and everyone will walk away in good health, no harm, no foul. And DC?
Yes, and okay. Ellie, what I have for you is I'm getting that you're going to receive a message in regard to money, and it's going to be about making your financial dreams your reality, okay? And I'm getting all the money concerns that you had are soon going to be resolved. Okay, you just got to really maintain a positive attitude about finances. And I'm getting the angels want you to go within, because when you go within, there's a beautiful space that is filled with the divine. And you're going to be able to get the guidance that you're looking for. Okay, this for you is a time that you're soul searching. It's a time, like I said, that you've got to put your focus about going inward, because that guidance is there. And you have this strong need that you want to know, but on a surface level, you're not going to get it. So you really got to go meditate and go within, and you're going to get a lot of answers that you've been looking for. So please meditate and seek your truth, and you're going to have, the answers to which direction you're going in. Okay, hon?
Oh, okay, meditate. Okay.
And that's, okay. God bless, Ellie. You take care, hon.
All right. Your blessings.
Thank you for calling us. Angel blessings.
All
okay,
right.
Thank
well,
you.
We got to get giving us messages to everybody that calls, so that's wonderful.
It is wonderful, Eileen, and it's been a beautiful show, and happy Cinco de Mayo. I hope you have a good time.
Yes. I'm going to meet my daughter and son-in-law for dinner, and so I'm looking forward to that. And had a very long week of work, and it's time to relax. So, and I hope you have a very blessed weekend and a very happy Cinco de Mayo. And Independence to Mexico. I believe this is their Independence Day. Yep. So, cheers to them.
Well, we want to thank everyone calling in, Eileen. This has been a beautiful show, and I thank you, my twisted sister.
I am
for just being
here,
and angel blessings, everyone.
Angel blessings, everyone.
Beautiful.
I love you. I
love you too. I don't know what day we're going to be on next week, Eileen. We'll figure that out. But we look forward to seeing everyone again, and helping everyone. You have a great week, Eileen. Love you.
DC, aren't some of our partners going to be on next Friday?
Well, actually, we have Enter the Light is going to be on next Friday.
Right.
So we're going to have to figure out,
what time?
Yeah, they're going to be on Friday. So we've got to figure out another day for Angel Antics. But we'll figure it out, and, we'll have two beautiful shows and hopefully some more shows as well.
Right. But look for a show next Friday. There will be one on this network. I love
you. Well, happy Cinco de Mayo, everyone. Stay safe and have a beautiful weekend. We love you.
You too. Love you,
bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye.